Well, happy Solemnity of St. Joseph to you. I was flipping through the vestments. I figured, which would be the best vestment? Then I realized, oh, I've got this one here. This was given to me on my 20th anniversary. So I said, why not? St. Joseph merits it. I think it's only like the third time I've worn it. So there you go. In the readings, we read St. Joseph, and the first reading at least, there's royal language spoken of with St. Joseph because he's of the house of David. And we speak about the one that will be born from David's line, ultimately, who is Jesus. That's the one they're referring to. But St. Joseph on this solemnity is in there. And when we talk about what makes a person royal, I mean, obviously, earthly kingdoms tend to be biological, you know, father to son, descendants. But in a certain sense, what made St. Joseph royal, aside from the mere fact that he was of the house of David, because a lot of people were of the house of David, and I would say it's this, it is that a person who behaves like royalty, right? There's, actually we've got Meghan Markle or whatever, the American girl who married Prince William or Andrew or whichever prince she married. You can tell I don't pay any attention to the royals over in England. I couldn't care less, but you know, that was always one of the things that people were rolling their eyes about because she wasn't raised that way, so she didn't know how to behave like royalty. And then she would do all of her faux pas. Probably not her fault, but that's just the way it was. When you are royalty, you are expected to behave a certain way, right? Well, with St. Joseph, it's something much deeper. It is that he has a heart that is God-like, that is royal. And I think if it comes down to one thing, it's going to be this. St. Joseph was a man who simply sought the will of God. He never took himself, his preferences, his likes, his convenience, his honor, any of those things into consideration. The only thing he sought was the will of God. And there's three different things at moments, I mean others, but three different aspects I'd like to focus on. Number one is the biggest and most important, which is what we read in the Gospel. It's one of my favorite meditations during Advent, and it is when St. Joseph discovers that the Blessed Virgin Mary is pregnant. And there's a lot of artistic interpretation. How would he have behaved? We know that he chose to divorce her silently. He did not want to dishonor her. Why would he behave that way? Again, there's different thoughts. One of the ones of which even Pope Benedict was given, that he thought would have been the reason why, would have been St. Joseph, when he discovers that the one that he was planning on marrying is carrying the Christ, he thought that that was like God's way of saying, she belongs to me. And therefore, him like, okay, I'm not worthy to be in this, and God has chosen her for something much bigger than little old me, so I will step aside. Now you think about what that implies. Saint Joseph, he is one of the top couple of holy people in human history. Obviously, there's Jesus and Mary, so a completely different level. Next in line is quite probably St. Joseph. And what that means is, if you are holy, that means you have a very great capacity to love, which means you also have a very great capacity to desire. And St. Joseph, and the person that St. Joseph loved is the single most beautiful and lovable woman in human history. You know, you think about the way that St. Joseph would have loved, and in a very healthy way, desired to live with the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's unlike any other love story there's ever been. And St. Joseph, in the moment that God enters in a special way, and you know, she becomes pregnant with the Messiah, for him to be able to say, God's will comes first, I will step aside. What an absolute martyrdom that would have been. Far greater martyrdom than that of many of the saints who died heroic martyrs' deaths for Christ. The capacity to give up the greatest possible human love in human history and to be able to say, God's will be done. And then, secondly, we know that St. Joseph, well, the second law is, you know, the whole go to Bethlehem thing. St. Joseph, because he only sought to do the will of God, he also was able to recognize God's voice in circumstances. He was able to recognize God's action, for example, in the Romans. There's a lesson for us. A lot of times it's like, oh, el padrecito, so, okay, well, we will listen to what the father says because he's a priest or whatever. We'll listen to this preacher because we like him and because we think he's holy and he has charismatic gifts and everything. But we don't recognize God's hand in day-to-day life. We don't recognize God's hands when there's injustice being done. We don't recognize God's hand when things that are hard or difficult happen around us. St. Joseph was able to recognize the finger of God in Julius Caesar's random decree from thousands of miles away that meant that when his wife was about to give birth in the last couple of days, they had to march all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem without any plans, without any security. And he was able to recognize this is God's will and to see that God had a plan in that. And finally, we know that by the time Jesus went public, St. Joseph was no longer alive, right? What does that mean? It means that he understood, I mean, he died earlier than Mary and Jesus, okay? Fair enough, one of them had to die first. but it means that he was a man who lived his mystery, who lived his mission, and up until the moment that God didn't need him anymore. And when Jesus became a fully grown adult man, Joseph was able to say, you know, obviously God would have allowed him to undergo his sickness or whatever. He would have died. That's why he's patron of a happy death. He's between the hands of Mary and Jesus, so that's not a bad place to die, having those two at your bedside. but the docility simply to say, Lord, when you're done with me, do with me what you want. And there's a beauty to that, to the capacity just to simply say, I'm here to serve as long as you want, and the minute you don't want anymore, feel free to take me. So, what a beautiful solemnity we are celebrating today.